Good afternoon. This is Pastor Bill with another News in Focus. I'm honored to have with me North Carolina House candidate Richard Button, and we're here today to talk about energy. We've talked about taxes, we've talked about business regulations, and here we are today talking about energy. Why should the people in District 44 care about this topic, Mr. Button?
Well, when we have an issue with our economy, there is one thing that a lot of people don't really realize that has an effect on our economy, and that is our energy and energy production and our sources of energy and the kinds of energy that we use. For example, the average person probably doesn't think much about anything other than the gasoline that they put in their car when they go to fill up and the cost of that gallon of gasoline, or maybe the electric bill that they get once a month and the cost of that electricity to produce. Those are forms of energy.
Sure.
That come from a form of energy. Now, the gasoline, of course, has a typical origin of an oil well or something that is similar to our thinking is an oil well. We also can have gasoline that is produced from some synthetic forms, but the typical is an oil production. There's also different types of oil. There's heavy oil, there's light oil, and they take different forms of energy to produce. Another fuel in the automobiles has been the E85, which is an ethanol produced with biofuels, corn, switchgrass, some other things like that. Unfortunately, the ethanols are very expensive to produce, and they actually do not put out as much energy as a gallon of gasoline.
Since you're running for state legislature, obviously there is either a law you're hoping to get changed or repealed or replaced, or there's more regulation you hope to put in place. So which do you think speaks loudest of your campaign?
Probably the single focus in terms of energy would be that we take advantage of the kinds of energy production that we have here in North Carolina. And one of the latest hot button items has been hydraulic fracturing. And that's been catching a lot of ads on television that have been very negative to hydraulic fracturing, and they call it fracking. Now, I would rather talk about it as natural gas production, because we have the potential of a substantial amount of natural gas production. And one of the benefits that has come about with these new finds of natural gas has been the reduction in the price of natural gas. Now, that works negatively. Of course, it gets too low, and then it's too expensive to produce or to go after it. But the other side of it is while the prices are low, it encourages a lot of businesses to invest in production that uses natural gas. And natural gas, we think of it as what you turn on the burner of your stove and light the gas and have a fire under your pot. But natural gas is filled with chemicals that they can be used for all kinds of other sorts of products. Some plastics, one of the recent ones that I've observed is Pennzoil makes a synthetic oil that is a derivative of natural gas instead of the refined oil that comes from the crude oil out of the ground like you'd make gasoline. So
are there current restrictions that don't allow for the extraction of those fossil fuels, I guess is what you call it?
Well, at the current time, our current legislature in Raleigh has passed a bill that says we're going to move forward with the extraction of allow for exploration and extraction of the natural gas by hydraulic fracturing. And that's what's caught a lot of negative comment by the anti-fracking, so to speak, groups. And they use a lot of scare tactics. And
What are they against?
They are primarily afraid of the method that is used to do the hydraulic fracturing, contamination of the groundwater, contamination of well water, or the chemicals coming back from the process being a potential hazard on the surface. But this process has been used for over 60 years, and we have some of the current processes are the least amount of chemicals that are used, the recycling of the chemicals, and so the effect to the ground or to the earth as far as environment has been minimized greatly. And the other aspect of that has been helpful is that instead of just drilling a straight down well, they can drill and go horizontally underground and therefore cover a lot more area with a single insert into the ground above ground, which means less of a disruption of the surface.
So it sounds like you're not for all fracking.
I'm for fracking as long as it has got some controls on it and some regulations that we can monitor and make sure that it's been done safely or being done safely. And then, of course, penalties for those that are that are trying to do it on the cheap, maybe, and try to sneak under regulations.
So, Richard, who would be responsible for quality control, for adherence to the law, and that kind of thing?
That's going to be up to the state DNR and to the legislature and the laws that are enacted that say we need to make sure that we're keeping things under control and monitoring it so that we don't have processes that could be damaging to the environment.
I see. Okay, so what's DNR again?
That's the Department of Natural Resources.
Is that like the same as the state level of the EPA?
They have some of the same responsibilities, yes.
Okay. All right. So, economically, as far as the state is concerned, how does this affect things like employment?
Well, it has the opportunity for all kinds of new employment, from those that actually do the work to the byproducts that are going to be created from the access of some of this, other companies that would be wanting to relocate so they're near the sources. I just read an article this weekend of a company that is a Canadian-based company that had a methanol plant that was in Chile, and because of the reducing costs of natural gas in North America, literally moved their plant from Chile to Louisiana so they could be closer to the cheaper natural gas.
Well, that's no small thing, because I've driven through West Virginia and I've seen one or two plants, and those are not small things.
That's right.
Moved the plant. Wow. So if I were to walk away from this discussion with Richard Button, I would say that he is for the preservation of certain natural resource, natural energy, and preserving the rights of people to extract those for the sake of smart regulation and the boost of jobs. Is there anything you would add to that?
No, it's just that we could talk about this for a long time, and of course I don't want to take too much time with this podcast,
right.
But I just wanted to emphasize that we have a great potential in North Carolina, and by using going after that potential for energy extraction, it's got to help the economy.
Okay. All right, so we're coming up on election time here, and early voting starts what date?
The 23rd of October.
Okay, and if you want to help Richard Button with his campaign, either monetarily or boots on the ground, feel free to get on his website, which will be included in this recording. Thanks for listening.